You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Don, actually, I think you love McLean.
No. What happened there? It sounds horrible.
Just typical.
Typical. Radio for Winners production.
Jeez.
It's so quiet. No one's going to hear that.
Radio Shack is right down the street. We can't find the right cables. That's all that they are in business for is selling cables.
Oh, you know what? You know what it is? You have to. No, that's right there, too.
Is this off YouTube, though?
Yes. Yeah,
that's why. YouTube audio is quieter and not very good most of the time.
I just played Michael McDonald taking it to the streets. Didn't sound like I was having any audio issues there.
Well, you were just playing it through your phone.
Oh, he's playing it through a laptop. When you think
yeah,
the audio,
look how old that laptop is.
This laptop is pretty old.
This is the laptop that loses half our shows and never plays audio properly.
They're the best shows ever. One day Tony's going to go through and go, found them.
Found all those shows, guys.
Is Toshiba still in business? Not sure. Think they got bought out by Apple.
Last week we were talking about, this is Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Last week we were talking about...
it's actually before the show. When you listen to last week's show, it's what we're talking about as it comes in. So you don't even really know what we're talking about.
Well, I was talking about running because I needed to get back into running. And Jeremy has told me how he could beat me in a sprint.
That's right. I can destroy you in a sprint.
Because I think about 7 years ago when we lived in Bowie, we used to run together. Well, we ran together like twice. And he actually started out faster than me that one time. And
No, that's not true. I'm also using the reference points that every time we went out running to train for the other things that I didn't really train very well for, I start off faster, but then immediately I die after about half a mile and wish I was dead. So I normally stopped running that fast so that I could try to keep up with you, because you can run a lot longer than me. You can probably run for 5 or 6 miles before you wish you were dead, where I go about half a mile
and
I just quit.
Did you ever think that maybe I ran slow so you could keep up with me?
No, sir.
That never crossed your mind that possibly
I
was
slowing
down.
I had to slow down so that to keep
pace. Did you ever run track in school?
No.
Well, I didn't do anything, so.
See, I had a track coach where you run like a long distance. He's like, all right, I'll sprint the last half mile. I'm like, I'm running as fast as I can right now, and I can't run any faster than I already am. And I was really running very slowly.
So Jeremy and I have a challenge, and then Don...
So wait, what's the challenge? The challenge was that I can out-sprint you.
Out-sprint me.
So you've got some course set up. Here.
Oh, we got a course, all right.
It's a course.
Yes, it
is. It's a pre-plotted
area.
I
would like to do a 200-meter race.
Okay. I don't even know how far that is.
Don is against that. I could measure it out on my phone.
I mean, I know 200 meters.
First off, you're a tool bag because you can measure it out on your phone.
Well, yeah.
Just an FYI.
So, running app. It just measures the distance you run. It's 2014.
Tool bag.
But then Don jumps in. Don's like, oh, no, I could beat you guys.
Get ready for this sprint. You're drinking a big Pepsi.
I'm telling you, I'm off the wagon when it comes to stuff.
I've got a whole liter of Pepsi here I'm drinking ahead of time. Prepare for this.
So we're starting the show, and then we're going to pause the show and come back and tell you about the results. And most likely, I will be completely fine. And one of these two guys will not be back on the show.
But I would like to say I think this is a bad idea for two reasons. One, it's very cold and icy out, and we could break our ankles.
There's no ice on that road. The road's fine.
That is a lie. There's ice everywhere.
Not the road. It's the course.
The course.
On the course. There's ice everywhere. We didn't have a heated track ready.
The official Radio for Winners course.
The Radio for Winners track. Customized track.
Customized track.
What was that?
That was my shoe. I apologize.
I thought it was like someone yelling. I had no idea what that was. That was a weird sound.
Apologize.
And that was the first reason. The second one is that when I beat you for the rest of the show, you're going to be real salty. So
I don't want that. I promise I will not be.
No, I agree with Jeremy on that one. You're going to be salty if you don't win.
Since last week, I mentioned it in passing kind of as a joke, and you've brought it up to me probably 20 times since.
I'm very.
You sent me texts about
it. Very competitive.
You sent me emails every day when I talked to you. You were saying something about making sure I'm ready for this sprint. And
then I jumped in.
And then, Don believes he can out-sprint both of us. And I'm pretty sure Don can out-sprint me anyway. Because I don't really think I'm going to beat anybody, but I think it's fun that Tony got so mad about it.
I think that's even, that is what's fun. I also think that maybe in the future when we do this, because we'll do this again, I think that we should put
something stupid? No. We do something stupid pretty much every day.
Well, yeah, I think we should put something else into it. Like, you know, you sprint, but you sprint to like the pole vault, and then you have to do like a pole vault in order to win.
Well, you're the only one that's ever pole vaulted. You've only done it
once. Ah, yes, I have.
You also don't have a pole vault.
Well, as we expand.
If we do it as good as the rest of this course, it'll just be a mailbox as, we try to leap.
As we expand the Radio for Winners course, there might be a pole vault involved.
We will not leave you in charge of building that, Don, because somehow snow actually got added to your driveway somehow.
Yeah, I went with not shoveling this time around. Boy, was I wrong in that.
It's not going to snow much. No. And then once it started, you're like, it's so cold out. I'll just do it later.
You know, I left the snow shovel in the shed, and there was too much snow in the backyard for me to go out to the shed to get the snow shovel. So
there was only 6 inches of snow.
It was too much for me.
You made it sound like we got 17 feet of snow. I could not get to the shed.
I couldn't get to the shed. It's too much. It's too much. You're lucky we're here right now.
Are you guys ready to do this?
I am.
Are you sure?
Let's do it.
I got to change my shoes.
Are we going to play some music to fade in and out, or how do you want to do this?
I'll just add music after.
Because I can put some music on now.
Put some music on now, then, yeah.
What kind of music you got right now?
I had the same idea. It's a solid idea. Rocky-themed music.
So, so condition is the loser buys the winner.
Just you and me. I'm not challenging. I didn't bet Don. That was a separate bet
you made.
Whatever.
I don't care.
If I lose to either of you, I will buy whoever beats me. I'll buy them Five Guys burger.
Okay.
And that's same Don. If you beat me, I will buy you a Five Guys burger. You know.
That's fine.
Who's gonna be judging this?
I just think it's.
Did we get a crowd ready?
It's not gonna be that close.
It's gonna be ridiculous. We're gonna need a photo finish. Is your wife ready?
I personally think that this is we're running for a Five Guys burger.
We are. We literally. And honestly, for me, it's win-win. Because if I win, amazing. I didn't think it was gonna happen. If I lose, I get to eat Five Guys.
There's a strong chance that one of us is gonna die in the run, and there's an even stronger chance that someone's gonna die. Eating the Five Guys burger.
No, I'm telling you, I eat Five Guys every day. I'm ready for that challenge.
We're
good to go.
I'm really hungry. Really hungry.
So are we ready to do this?
Let's do it.
I will break you.
This is Radio for Winners. Be right back.
I know, but that's why I had the wrong band. It was like, it just went to the more videos. I'm not good at this.
No?
We can always fade in when that starts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
Guess what we did? You know what we did?
Just ate some Five Guys.
Yeah?
That's pretty good.
I'm curious to see who paid for it.
Well, I paid for mine.
That means that you didn't win.
That's true.
Which means that it came down to Tony and I, and I think Tony and I took it to the streets.
We did.
Oh, he did it, dude.
I love Michael McDonald.
That was a very short race.
It's a sprint. It's a sprint.
But I would say it was even shorter than an Olympic distance.
We're not in the Olympics.
I'm just saying.
We could go out there and go curling with the amount of ice that's on the road.
Track. I thought it was very dry. The custom track that Jeremy
our course was set, and it was very dry. So I was not worried about breaking my ankle.
I'm drinking into the sea.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how that guy sells albums.
Because he was part of a band called the Doobie Brothers.
Well, that's fine, but his solo is terrible.
Was he in the Doobie Brothers? He was in the Doobie Brothers,
right?
Yeah,
he was in the Doobie Brothers. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't sing with his eyes open either. But we're getting sidetracked here.
Yeah, so the race starts, I would say it was probably about a little under point.
Well, there was some complaining. Early on in the race, there was a little bit of complaining. You were being douchey.
Well, how was I being douchey?
You were jumping up and down, stretching.
I was warming up.
That's
a warm up.
You're being a douche.
I was doing jumping jacks and getting my legs warmed up.
Yep, you were being a douche. You call that douchey?
I mean, it was for a race, so it's a little less douchey than if he was doing it to, I don't know, do anything else.
One, it was still pretty douchey.
I gotta take this out of my pocket and put it in my car real fast.
I wasn't wearing a jacket. So it was a sweatshirt, and it's like 25 degrees out.
It's very cold. It's colder than that.
So I was doing that to stay warm as well as warm up.
Well, douche.
All right, I'll admit there was a douchiness. Also set night, so no one can really see me. So
we're standing underneath the streetlight.
Well, you two. I mean,
no one can see me. What does that have to do with being a douche and warming up like that?
I'm just saying.
All right. So then Jeremy's over there with his arms crossed. Just standing over there like,
Let's run it. I was ready to go. Whatever. I was ready and raring to go.
But you were pissy.
I wasn't pissy.
Yeah, you did, because you went into it thinking that you were going to lose.
That's correct.
So you lost.
That's right.
But if you would have gone into it thinking that you were going to win,
I still would have lost. You see what I was doing? It was win-win for me, Don. If I win, great. I didn't expect I would win. I'd be amazed. If I lost, I expected to lose, and I get to eat five guys.
Because as the race was over, we turned around, and you were walking.
Well, you guys already crossed the finish line, so I just start walking.
But you don't have pride in trying to finish the race?
No. Have you seen me? I have no pride.
So what was the mentality then, Jeremy? Why did you not feel like you were going to win? I mean, you had all week you had talked up about how...
No, all week you had brought it up, and I was like, yeah, I'm still going to beat you, because it made you really angry.
It made me incensed.
I like to push your buttons. I like to push buttons, Tony. I push them.
I was very angry.
You brought it up, and honestly, after that after we talked about it at the beginning of the show, you could hear it in the last show. You just get more and more bitter by the end. I think when we finished the show, you threw your headphones off, called me a fag, and walked out.
Wow.
It was a pretty rough week last week. So I did not train for this, but I wasn't going to anyway.
Well, Who the hell did train for it?
Tony.
No,
I didn't. He ran 7.5 miles this morning.
He did.
Well, I did, but that's not part of this. That was just a run.
That was just, you know, it's Saturday morning. That's what I do. I know that there's snow and ice outside. It's 10 degrees out, but I'm going to run 7.5 miles.
Had some Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, and I ran 7 miles.
But I was surprised you did beat Don. Just barely, though.
Wait a minute. Now, how are you going to announce that? That was a great, very anti-climax. We didn't say who won.
Build it up.
Well, Jesus. Do you not know how to do this?
Have you heard the show? I have no idea what I'm doing.
So, yes, apparently Tony did beat me.
Just barely.
In the sprint.
Just barely.
I was actually really impressed with Don. I thought that if I was going to lose, I would lose to Jeremy. Thought that I was going to... I thought Jeremy at some point was going to pick it up and, like, you know, to start, like, really going,
It was
like,
a very short race.
It was a very short race, but I thought like halfway through that you were just going to start picking up, and that's when, and that didn't happen.
No, because it was short enough that by the time I realized how far ahead everybody was compared to where I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to come back. The mailbox is right there.
How much further would we have needed to have run for you to have caught up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I would have, but I mean, it was such a short race anyway, and I'm not giving an excuse. I lost because I lost, but the race was short enough that by the time you guys were even two, you know, lengths ahead of me, I was done.
Yeah.
Because we're horses.
I feel like you
want
to race again, Don. I feel like you now have this competitive spirit.
Well,
you know what? If every show starts with a race, I'm no longer on this show.
I tell you, I love the sprint, but I'm just not a long distance runner. I've never been able to run long distance. I envy that you got up and just ran 7 miles.
Racing each other. The whole podcast about racing each other.
I envy that you got up and ran 7 miles because I can't do that.
You don't do it instantly. You got to build up to it.
Oh, Jesus. Now Tony's giving me advice.
I'm just saying.
What the hell has my life become?
You run like 1 mile one day.
Do you remember when we used to eat? We used to eat food from that place that never changed the oil in the fryer. And we used to drink Bud Light that had been stale for
Rafters.
Yeah, remember that place?
It was amazing.
Yeah, now Tony's giving me me health food advice.
He doesn't eat
how to build up the stuff
anymore.
I know, that's the point. That's the point. So yeah, so I think I hung in there pretty well.
No, you were right. I mean, honestly, I wasn't sure if you were going to pull it out or not, because he did start with a much better start.
He had a better start than I did. Now I can't hear that.
I don't know if it's actually doing anything.
Yeah, he had a better start than I did, but it was good nonetheless. I enjoyed it, but yes, I'd race it some more. I'd do it again.
He'd race it some more.
I'd race. Well, I'm trying to not be a dick and talk about what we're actually doing right now,
you've just
changed the volume on my headphones, so now I can't hear.
You had the wrong knob. It's fine.
And in fact, what he wanted you to do was turn the volume up for the music so that he could play the music, not the headphones. So could you turn my volume back up on my headphones to where they were?
Look at that.
Not ever touch that ever again.
You're breaking the fourth
now,
wall, Don.
I feel like I've got to produce this show as well. That's what I feel like.
I wish you would produce this show.
I feel like I should be sitting there next to the board because I know how to operate the board.
I will not disagree with that. All right, is that what you guys we want the music up?
I don't want anything. I just didn't want you to mess with my headphones. Now he needs it. Yes. But I like how he did this, like a little nipple twist.
I was hoping to get someone
I'm not sure what you want. Do you want the volume up, or do you want me to rub your nipples?
I actually need to just...
Anyway, get back to the race, which is the point of this whole part. I had fun doing it. I would like to run some more. Maybe you could teach me how to run. No.
Could you teach me how to love?
If we did...
I'll teach you how to love. Tony will teach me how to run, and you can teach both of us. I don't know. Something.
I don't need something. I'm really good at Pac-Man. I'm talking about that.
I would say we run and then go to Five Guys afterwards.
I think it's a fantastic tradition. I enjoyed the Five Guys. It was absolutely delicious. I also enjoyed the look on the guy's face that when we rolled in there at 9 o'clock at night, as he's trying to clean everything up.
You
and
know,
close.
They were open till 10, so he still had an hour. I didn't feel. It's not like we rolled in at 9:55. But and they were like standing by the door, like, "Don't bother, guys."
It looked very clean. It looked very clean. Like, hey, you know what? We just cleaned up.
I normally like my restaurants to look real clean.
Well, I don't. I like dirty.
I mean, it was a full hour. It wasn't like it was the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying
he did give us a kind of.
He
dirty
gave
look.
Us like that little. He did. He took off his gloves and like kind of sauntered over to the cash register, like, yeah. "Help you?" Like, yeah, you can help me, asshole. Give me.
Maybe he was just impressed because we were all so sweaty and ready for that run.
We were not sweaty.
You guys look like you guys just ran a marathon. I'm impressed.
Yes, we ran from mailbox to mailbox.
It was a pretty long race.
But Tony, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Nonetheless.
Now you'll be in a better mood.
He wants a medal of some sort. He wants something to remember this.
I do want a trophy, but
what I'll do is I have a beer cap in front of me. I'll put a string through it. You can have that.
Would you like me to sing you're the best around?
No.
No? Okay. No.
Do we want to go to a listener question, or do we want to go to current events?
Ooh, well, let's do a listener question.
All right. We did have a listener question this week.
Do we have music for listener questions?
We do have a listener question.
That would be now with the nipple pieces up.
Well, that's fine.
Wait a minute. Is it... Did we change the music to listener questions?
I've never had a real theme for listener questions. Just songs I like.
I don't think these are songs you like.
I love this song.
I think these are songs that you're trying to...
This is my new band. The Village People. So we do have a listener question.
All right. Let's see. Who's the question for this week?
This week, this is actually directed directly at you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, you did kind of start off a firestorm last week.
So the question is... Don's being controversial on the podcast.
It's crazy. Well, you did kind of take a step we didn't expect. So the question
what did I say?
Well, you'll know when we get the question. Is what other children's stars does Don find attractive? As you recall last week when the question was about would you have sex with a robot, your answer was yes if it was Vicky from Small Wonder.
Yes.
Which was an 8-year-old girl. Now, I'll give you credit in one way is that when it came out new, you weren't old enough to make that the creepiest statement ever. So you get kind of a pass, but not really. I'm trying to not call the cops.
Now, listen, how old? Do we know how old Vicky is?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
She looks 8.
No,
I think she's a 7 or 8-year-old girl on the show.
No, how old
well,
is
she's
she?
11, does that make it better, Don?
Oh, my God.
Or how old
no.
is she?
How old is she now?
It doesn't matter.
I guess you got to look up when Wonder Years came out, and then that's when you...
Well, it's not the Wonder Years. That's Kevin Arnold, who is also very attractive.
If I can
look up... That's because Fred Savage is hot. If you look at him now, he's very amazing.
What's her name? Tiffany Brissett?
I don't know her name.
There she is. Right there.
You are an absolute creep.
I just... Now, how old is she?
She was born in 74, so she is 39.
So she was born a whole 2 years before I was, meaning that she's older than I am.
But you didn't
know
that.
So she was
8.
No, I did know that. I knew that she was at least my age or older. But anyway, let's get back to the answer in the question.
I had a whole bunch of issues of Teen Beat with her in it. I knew.
She's fantastic. She's made of plastic.
I had a thing for Tootie.
From the Facts of Life.
Yeah.
No, Jeremy, the other Tootie. Tootie from Cheers. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Norm. I kept calling him Tootie.
It's Tootie from Oz.
So does it have to be a robot or it could be anybody? And
you know, the question didn't specify, but I'm assuming it's anyone in children's shows,
Don. I didn't remember any of the robots. I loved the Clarissa Explains It All. What was her name?
That's Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, Melissa Joan Hart. I really liked her. Thought she was...
She now has a show with Joey Lawrence.
Yes, now I want to stab myself for having ever said that. I really do. And you said Tootie? Kim Fields.
Yeah,
Kim Fields.
Until she got, like, fat.
You're the weirdest person.
And you?
Captain Kangaroo.
Please say Janet Jackson. When she was on...
When she was on What's Happening?
When she was on the Different Strokes.
Wasn't she on Different Strokes?
She was on Different Strokes.
Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Look it up.
I believe you're thinking of Arnold Jackson. That was their name.
I think Janet Jackson was on Different Strokes.
For
a little while. Maybe it wasn't like a long time, but maybe
so
a couple
Nancy
episodes.
So was Nancy Reagan, but I'm not saying she was a cast member on Different Strokes.
I'm not saying that she was a cast member, but I'm saying that she was on Different Strokes.
Best part is that we actually had answers for this, or two of you did.
Yeah, I have an answer. I mean, I can give you more.
Please, let's make a whole episode about children's stars you find attractive.
Let's see.
This will be good for court.
A friend was telling me a story about him and his wife were watching a TV show, and the guy's like, oh, my God, this girl's hot. And it was iCarly. His wife's like, she's 14. So what are you doing?
She's 14 now. You really made a mistake.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I play that game when we watch the Disney Channel all the time. This one's going to be a whore. This one's going to turn into and move into oblivion. This one's going to be the next Justin Bieber. This one's going to be... I mean, I do play that game because
but
that seems to be where they
Mickey
all
Mouse
come
Clubhouse,
from.
Which is weird.
Well, they're all cartoons at that point in time. But yeah, you know. Whatever. Thanks for the listener question.
Well, you know, next time hopefully it won't be about this. We'll have something else that's not related to this at all.
I strongly doubt it.
It's going to be a lot more detailed.
I keep thinking the listener questions, by the way, are coming from you.
They aren't. So. I promise you, all the listener questions have not come from any of us.
All right. Have they actually come through our Gmail account, or are they
emailing
you?
One came through. The first ones didn't because we didn't have it available. But after we put it on last week, this question did come through our Gmail account.
Okay.
So if they do want to send in a question...
Send it to rfwshow@gmail.com. Somewhere in the subject line, put listener question.
Also,
although it doesn't matter since no one writes there, any email I'll be very excited to see.
Also, for tickets to an upcoming taping of Radio for Winners,
you can also email rfwshow.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to
the Beat Lab with a $50 bill in it. We'll help you out.
Actually, one thing we didn't touch that you sent an email. You sent an email earlier this week going, like it was just topics, and Don's like, I think I'm getting fat.
I totally do think I'm getting
fat.
Well,
you did say as well, and I was going to mention this today, you ran fast because you still haven't smoked. I'm
no,
very impressed.
I don't think that's why I ran fast.
Yeah, no, if you would have been smoking still, you would have gotten 3 feet and dropped to the ground.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. But I have not smoked. I really wanted to last night. Oh, God, I can't tell you how much I wanted to last night.
Why last night specifically?
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I really wanted to last night. But I have not smoked.
Have you been like...
Because I always love to smoke after sex, guys.
Hey,
yeah. High five. Show is over.
Have you been out to like a bar or to a social setting where like you would have to smoke? Because right now, it's a lot easier when you're just...
Hell to the nizzo. No. No, I'm not even drinking a beer right now. I probably should. But no, I haven't. But I feel like I'm eating a lot more.
Well, it's only been a couple weeks, so you couldn't have put on that much weight.
No, I don't think I put up that much weight. And I'm hoping that, you know, and it's been cold and, you know, I've been staying home, you know, work from home or something like that. So I'll eat breakfast or, you know, I'll leave later in the day because
eating
of the
breakfast
storms.
Is actually better for weight loss.
Yeah, but I don't, but if I'm eating three breakfasts.
It's no longer really breakfast. It's just three meals. A breakfast and two other meals.
Says the guy that gets how many things you get at McDonald's?
Three. Sometimes I go a little crazy.
Get three Egg McMuffins. Holy crap.
Well, it's dumb because the two for three is a good deal, but then you get the extra one. You're like, I just paid $6 for three sandwiches. That was dumb.
Two for three?
Yeah, that's the regular deal. For
so
sausage,
why don't you get
McMuffins,
four for six?
Eggs. It's a smarter plan than what I do, Don. I don't want to look like a glutton.
You're in stop and go traffic on 95 and a guy keeps looking over at you going, every time I look at that guy,
that
he's got a brand
new
McMuffin. I don't understand.
He's playing on his phone.
God.
He's playing Game Boy, it looks like. What an asshole.
A brand new sandwich every time I look at him. No, I think I've gained maybe a little bit of weight, but not, you know, I'm nothing to be.
Do you think those extra pounds are why you didn't win that race?
No. No, I think Tony has worked out much more than we all think. And,
no, I don't. I think he works out all day long every day.
I'm proud of Tony. I still think he's a little bit of a douchebag when it comes to all this stuff.
Oh.
And maybe everything in his life.
You know, I would not disagree with that. But I do. I work out more than you guys do. So, I mean, why wouldn't I win?
See, the question becomes is that you've got two kids. I've got three. Tony has none. When Tony has kids, will Tony find time to work out as much as he does now? Or will Tony balloon up and become...
Well, you know what? I think he will because... You can, at least in my house, I can get a pass if it's to work out. If I need to leave the house or go do something, if it's like, oh, but I need to work out, it's like, okay, go do that.
No.
But if it's like, oh, man, I need to go out because I need to go get some beer, that's not going to happen. So I bet working out you'll be able to do, and you'll want to get out of the house, so you'll definitely work. You might work out more.
I would probably like incorporate into work, so I would do it like either during lunch in the workday or like early in the morning.
No.
You can't work out early in the morning, like 5 a.m., 5:30?
Well, I mean, you can, but babies get up early in the morning, too.
It sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually, I mean, my wife would take care of the baby.
Ah, there we go. Eventually, my wife would raise the child. Wow. Eventually, my wife and child will go off into the woods.
You know, at first, that probably will be true, but eventually, it will not be true.
Okay. Wife and child go off into the woods for 18 years.
So eventually,
and then come back, and I am presented with a grown man.
So what I have to do is I have to work out lunch, basically, is what you're saying.
I'll just either or right after work. Like, leave work a little early and go work out.
That's what I'll do.
How do you leave work early? It's work.
Well, I mean, if you don't care about your job like me, you can just leave work early.
Okay, so what do you do? I need to lose like 40 pounds then before I become
You need
father.
To be anorexic before you have a kid.
All right, that's what I'll do then.
Why don't you go vomit that cheeseburger you just had?
That's for on the way home. He'll stop on the way home. He'll go to Wawa. He'll get another sandwich.
Hey, what are you drinking?
I'm actually, right now, I'm drinking a Pepsi, but I'm going on a strict diet starting next week. Actually, we have a current event coming up.
Current event.
So it's not as strict as bread and water in our next story.
Okay, well, I can bring the story up. Do you have the story? Because I don't really have the story.
I have the story.
All right. Can you turn down the volume just so that I don't make a lot of noise for everybody else?
And volume's turned down?
Look at that. This is professional. We are on the ball today.
Man, I really have to ask questions about the professionalism of this show real fast. Why do you have an iPod and an iPhone?
The phone is because I don't have YouTube on my iPod, do I?
So why don't you take the songs from the iPod and put them on the iPhone?
I could do that, but I already have them on my iPod, Don.
Hey, guess what? You know
it's time
for
some news.
Hey!
Radio for Winners of the News. The section each week, we find some stories across the world. We bring them to you. We give you our spin on it. We ignore all the things you don't want to hear about. And hopefully you learn a little bit more than you knew before you listen. So good. It's right. Dead on.
So since I did the news topic this week, I didn't actually even really take the time to read the article. I just what I do is I look at the headline and I go right to the comments. And that's all I care about. When it comes to the article, I don't actually read the article anymore.
What the hell is going on?
The entertainment value is not in the article; it's in the comments.
It is always in the comments. That's true. So, you internet comments are the best thing on the internet.
You'll need to fill in the gaps. So basically, the
so apparently Obama did something. Fill and in you won't believe the words they put after that.
Fill in the gap.
A sheriff in Arizona.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I know more about this story than you do, but keep going.
Now, this sheriff, though, is like, he's always in the news because he's like, he's very, very.
He's ridiculous. Always trying to catch those Duke boys. You really didn't read the story, did you? No, not at all.
Making the way the only way they know how.
He's punishing a few inmates this week by having them just go to a bread and water strict diet because...
One time he chased the bandit three states away.
Because they desecrated...
Eastbound and down.
Because they desecrated
the
flag.
Yes.
In
inmates
cell.
Desecrated okay. the
so,
American
so
flag
so, so let's stop real fast. Do you know anything about this sheriff?
I just know that this guy has been...
Okay, so he knows nothing about the sheriff.
Yeah.
So do you know that he runs the county? He's the chief law enforcement officer of the county that borders Mexico, where he's at in Arizona. He has taken all of the inmates and put them into tents. They live out in tents out in the sweltering heat, and he makes them wear pink. So his job is basically to frustrate the AFL... Not the AFL-CIO, the ACLU... because
yeah, unions don't give a shit.
Well, no, what is it? The civil liberties. Yeah, that's
ACLU,
it. Yeah,
ACLU, not the
yeah,
AFL-CIO.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always get them confused. Here, I'm trying to be
He's
all
trying
smart.
Trying to piss off the NFL by taking these guys and putting them in tents.
I'm trying to be all educated. Like AFL-CIO.
This is. I love not doing the news. This is a good choice. I did stupid things
anyway,
like read and take
that's
notes.
That's what he does. He gives them three basic meals a day normally, and I guess these guys pissed him off even more, and he gave them
bread and water.
But it's not just bread. It's Nutriloaf.
What is Nutriloaf?
Nutriloaf is bread, and they just basically grind in extra things from other food, like leftovers, without worrying about flavor. So it's that it's got more nutrients than regular bread, it's but like, it's like olive loaf.
It's like
bread.
Luncheon meat.
Yeah. Which, by the way, prison luncheon meat is horrifying.
How do you know what prison luncheon
I
meat
told,
is?
I told I might have hung out in some prisons for a couple weekends here and there. And when they give you sandwich meat, you're like, oh, God, thank God it's sandwich meat. And then it tastes like feet, and it's awful.
It may be feet.
It was terrible.
So what more do you have about this?
That's all I got, guys. That's all I got. That's why I don't do current events. That's why I leave it to Jeremy.
So what do you think? Do you think that it's bad that he did this? Like, should he be giving him better meals, or do you think the problem is more that it's a free speech issue, which is what everyone's saying?
He's also found a way to feed the inmates. Basically, I think it's like $3 a day.
That's the Nutrilo.
Right. He's been able to find a way. Like, you know, a lot of prison systems feed their, you know, their prisoners, and they spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to feed their prisoners. But he's found a way to do it by $3 per prisoner per day.
Right.
I mean, I guess what I think is, one, who cares about trying to make inmates feel more patriotic? They're getting punished.
I don't think it's as much about the patriotic.
Of...
He's saying it's the destruction of government property.
Well, yeah,
because
it
wasn't like they brought their own flags in and then destroyed them.
Were the gentlemen that, and just because it is close to Mexico, were they Hispanic?
I have no idea.
So was that why? Because they were Mexicans that desecrated the U.S. flag?
But does it matter?
Well, I'm just saying that maybe that he's very anti-immigration.
Yes. Yes. He's not pro-immigration.
No, he's not.
Hey, who is, huh?
Wow. That's for another show.
Man, we just went all MSNBC up on this show right here. Boom!
Well, they would be pro-immigration.
I don't see that spin.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Don doesn't watch TV.
I do.
Watches a lot of
NASCAR. Hockey.
That's changing, too.
NASCAR's changing?
Yeah.
Oh, they allowed women in, now you're not interested?
No, you should actually see some of the women that race cars. No.
I've only seen the one.
There's several. You should see them.
Okay.
Are we done with this topic?
I feel like we're done because...
You're supposed to be leading the topic. You're supposed to tell us when we're done.
I never actually lead the topic. I just simply threw something out there.
Can you play the music?
Well, we could have some other topics. Do you have a topic?
I don't have a topic.
All right. Well, this is Radio for Winners in the News, a section where we only had one story this week we could talk about, although I do have some other topics, but they aren't really news-related. We can still talk about them anyway. Like, perhaps here's a fun one. There was a shooting today in a mall in Columbia. It's not really fun at all, guys. That topic wasn't fun. That was a mall shooting. That's terrible.
That's not funny at all.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
That is a very tragic story.
Very sad. Why would you talk about that?
Actually, just because I want to complain about Facebook.
Yeah.
Because everyone was on Facebook. You brought this up earlier outside of the show, but it's true, though. Everyone I know that's not from Maryland was like, I hope my friends in Maryland are okay. Yeah. Like, everyone was at the mall on Saturday morning. But even so, it's like, if you're worried about some specific person, call them. Don't just post on Facebook.
What I was thinking
I hope
is,
they're okay.
Yeah, I hope all my friends in Maryland are okay.
I'm not
going to
make a text or call them or anything. I'll hope they're okay.
I'm
going to
go
them.
Back out in the sunshine and enjoy my day here in California, but I hope that all my friends in Maryland aren't dead in that mass shooting that they had at Columbia Mall.
That also carries over to it. At my job, I deal with people across the country, and they will all ask me, oh, man, I wasn't sure if you'd be at work on Monday because of those shootings. Like, I'm just hanging out in malls trying to get shot. I heard a guy in Maryland. It's like, hey, are you from India? Do you know a guy named Bob? I met a guy named Bob once from India.
Oh, but the Facebook, I was glued to Facebook today because it was, oh, please pray. But then it was, oh, we need more guns. And then it was, we need less guns. We need metal detectors in the malls. And I'm like, are you serious?
Well, everyone will freak out about it. And they'll say, we need more cops. We need more metal detectors. We need all this other stuff. And then a year from now, why do we have these damn metal detectors in the mall?
I got to go to Nordstrom, but I got to go through the metal detector, and I'm carrying metal.
My uncle has a plate, so we can't even go to the mall anymore. Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, but Facebook was great today. It really, really was. I love you, Facebook.
I stayed off of it.
Do you normally go on Facebook?
That's because you ran 7 miles.
That's actually
Don on Facebook about 12 hours a day, but he never posts.
I don't post things. I read people's idiotic comments.
I'm on there way too much during the day, during the week. But yeah, on Saturdays, I kind of tune out of it. I guess because I don't really have any friends on there. I deleted a bunch of people because I just.
Well, see, but why would you do that? I don't understand that concept either.
It depends.
Because then I get angry. I used to get very angry at their comments because it was during the election season. So you had a lot of people that giving their opinions. Whether
those are my favorite. That's my favorite time of year.
But it was too much. It was to the point where I'm like, I don't want to. I don't care what you think. All I know is that you do these just terrible routine.
My favorite time of the year is Valentine's
Day. I don't know. I have a lot of friends who are stand-ups, and I don't want to hear my stand-up comedians' friends tell their opinions about the election because they don't do it very funny.
But are they going to give real opinions, or they're going to make jokes?
They try to make jokes,
and then it's really their opinion.
And their jokes are terrible. And they're awful people. And these aren't my close. These aren't my close.
These are my very good friends.
Yeah. Chris Rock.
No, you're only
Chris Rock, Dennis Leary. Sure.
These aren't like my friends that are comedians. These are like people like I met through stand up that like I don't
Mike Myers
talk to. They're just because you do stand up, you automatically like become a friend of that person because they might be able to get you on a show at some point. So these are
Dana
terrible,
Carvey,
terrible stand up comedians. Like people like Mike Diesel, guy's a horrible stand up comic. Jimmy Merritt, nice guy, not very funny, and poorly opinionated.
That's two listeners we
and
just
then you
lost.
Had, you had Joe Dealey.
That was seven.
Mr. Stroke, they call him.
Six.
And that guy.
Mr. Stroker.
Mr. Stroke.
That was you.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's a whole other story. But I don't
know. I wasn't referring to that. I was just talking about jerking off. Not that you had a stroke. That's unfortunate, Jeremy. You should really think about words before you say them, young man.
Nope.
Hey, we're wrapping up another episode.
Oh, no, we got one more thing to do real quick.
Super Bowl picks.
Super Bowl is this
Super Bowl picks.
Coming week.
Hey.
And, you know, the beginning of the season, we did our picks, and we all picked that it would be Denver
and Seattle. I picked Seattle.
You did not pick Seattle, Don.
Pick Denver and Seattle.
Thank God that this is the last week we can talk about football because
we're idiots.
We're like that current event story I did was basically how I talk about football. I've had people say like, hey, why don't you stop doing the
just
football picks?
Stop discussing football. You guys are embarrassing, except that no one actually listens, so no one's ever said that.
I actually want the Broncos to win strictly because of, I guess, when the Broncos beat the Chargers earlier in the playoffs, a reporter was asking, like, Peyton Manning how he thought, like, what he was thinking about, like, after the game, and this was Peyton's response. Now, at this point, I should, like, play, like, a horrible sound effect because that's, like, what you
were... That's the joke thing, huh?
But I'm just going to actually play the clip. So basically, like,
knowing our stuff, it may not happen.
So he's
if so, Donaldson, take it to the streets again.
I can't wait.
So this guy asks like really in depth question, and Peyton just responds with,
"No, it's really not. What's weighing on my mind is how soon I can get a Bud Light in my mouth."
Hey yo. That's why I want.
I was thinking that exact same thing during our race earlier. It's like, man, whenever I can get a Bud Light in my mouth,
I can't wait to get a Bud Light in my mouth.
That's our new sponsor, by the way, Bud Light.
All right, so we've
just
got...
Just the light, though. Nothing else. Not the regular Budweiser, just Bud Light.
So we've got... are we picking Super Bowl picks here?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Broncos as well, I think. Everyone's worried about the cold weather, because apparently Peyton doesn't play well in cold weather, but I think it's not going to matter.
Okay. So you're...
What just happened?
The audio, the earphones. All right, so you got... You're taking Denver.
Taking Denver.
All right. Okay, do I go next?
Yeah.
All right, I am...
Tony already said he was taking, so go ahead.
This will be a defining moment in the career of Peyton Manning. This will define him and set him off as an elite quarterback. I am taking Denver.
All right.
And
so
Tony?
That was the last... And he already said he was taking Denver.
Oh, you said you're taking Denver?
Yeah.
I missed it.
I had a feeling the Seahawks could win, but I'm pulling for Broncos.
You know how you know they could win? They're in the game. I have a feeling the Bears are going to take this one, so I'm getting all my money on the Bears.
No, I just think the Seahawks are a very good team, but I would like to see the Broncos.
Yeah, they made it to the Super Bowl.
Are you having a Super Bowl party this year?
I am not.
Oh, man.
Unless you... I think you're coming over, actually.
I don't know. I was asking if you
I think you asked to come over.
That's not how it happened, but we'll take it that way.
You're more than welcome to come over. You can come over, too.
Oh, wait for our Pro Bowl picks.
Ready for winners. We'll see you next week. So sexy, I'm sexy. So come and dance with Michael.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow... you can... Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter, at Radio for Winners. Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.